right. So Tom and Mindy. This is Mindy. This is Tom. Lord, I just pray that you bless them as they share today. Thank you for this couple, that they would, Lord, step forward and God, just take this bull by the horns and wrestle this thing to the ground. Lord, I just ask that you will bless them. You'll give them clarity of thought, clarity of focus and speech, and God, give them an anointing as they share. And Father, I just ask that as this thing is over today, that our hearts will be moved in the direction that you are calling, that, Lord, we wouldn't take upon ourselves anything that isn't of you, but God, we would not say no to anything that is of you. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us and guide us and make us more like Jesus, set our hearts on fire, and God, help us as a collective body to make a greater difference in this area, we ask, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning. I look around and there's so many faces that are familiar, but so many that are not familiar. So welcome. My name is Mindy Riley. Tom and I have been members of this church for about 7 years or so. It seems like forever. It seems like one day. But we came here broken, and the Holy Spirit met us here through some amazing leadership and amazing followers of Christ. And though I still stand before you broken, I am redeemed, and I know that I stand on the promises of God, and that the storms that came at us this week that led us to today were real. You know, you hear people's testimonies about when they're ready to go to deliverance, the attacks from the enemy that come over and get in their way. And I've always thought, well, that's ridiculous, Satan, right? Like, what are you doing? But wow, you know, the real storms, the shenanigans, but here we are. And so thank you, God, for this opportunity. Hope over America. I don't know where to begin. I could speak for hours on this, but this is a ministry that has blessed Tom and I monumentally. They're a ministry that wants to bring hope to the streets and move Jesus from the building out into the brokenness. And so I'm just going to read you their mission, and I'll tell you so much more about the heart of this mission, the heart of this ministry, and what we want to do when we bring it here to New Hampshire. But the mission will speak for itself. This is a quote from Pastor Billy Price. This is Kelly's pastor from City on a Hill Church out in Cincinnati, Ohio. The world will not be won by one solo church, but by a coming together of the body of Christ. We were just a church on the west side of Cincinnati that saw the overwhelming need to bring Jesus taken to the streets. We want to break cultural and denominational boundaries and see the church come together and do the work Jesus has called us to do. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will see it come to pass. So this ministry is about bringing an event to cities across the country, a loud event, full of Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. We want to bring it to the most undesirable locations in our cities, the parts of our cities that are broken and forgotten. We're talking, yes, the homeless. We're talking homeless shelters. We're talking tent cities. We're talking corners where drug deals are happening. But also in neighborhoods that are just poor. They're poor for so many different reasons, but they need hope. And so this ministry isn't necessarily about going to the prettiest locations. It's really like we want to get to the broken. We want to get to folks who have no other hope but Jesus. And so, you know, as I'm praying this week and thinking about scriptures that really bring this ministry to light, Revelation came to mind. Why is this important? Why have I been moved so much by this ministry that I want to introduce it to you and bring it here to New Hampshire? It's a big deal. I don't stand before you mightier than any of you. I am as humble and broken and sinful as everybody here. But I care so much and have seen the fruit of this ministry set fire to people's lives that I want everybody here to be a part of that. And so in Revelation 12, verses 10 through 12, the word says, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God.' and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. And so the folks that Tom and I have met in this ministry out in Ohio that have turned their lives around, who were dead by every other definition spiritually, that have come back to life by the power of Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through men and women who loved Jesus, who went to the streets, who prayed on them, who sent them to Jesus, who connected them to a body of Christ, there's nothing like it. I swear if Jesus walked this earth, or if I was alive when Jesus walked this earth, I think I would be a Jesus junkie. I would just want to go everywhere he went and see these miracles, and I would never get sick of them. And so when I see these lives changed and I see people's complete souls redeemed for the kingdom of God, there's just nothing better. There's nothing better. And that satisfies the hunger of my heart to work for God more than any other job I could do. Yes, I'm a nurse by day, but man, I want nothing more than to work for God. And so these testimonies, there's one testimony that we'll share. I'll share a small trailer about what Hope Over America looks like in the terms of its event status. It's a two-day event. It's a concert. It's a blessing. It's a city of resources. We'll go into that. But there's a small little trailer I'd love to share with you. And then a testimony from Cody Jones, who was here last year and shared his testimony, who was saved from one of these events. So we'll start with the trailer, if that's okay.
What would it look like if the hungry were filled? The broken could be put back together. The demons were cast out, never to return. What would it look like if righteousness was pursued in all things? Justice, judgment, and mercy were at the forefront of all of our decisions. What would it look like if those who say they follow Jesus would follow what Jesus said? What would it look like?
I was 12 years old when I used drugs for the first time. Growing up as a kid, my mother was a drug addict. My father was a drug addict. Grandparents on both sides were either drug addicts or drug dealers. Never in my life would I have thought that I would have went down the path that I went, but I struggled with a 12-year drug addiction. When I was 19 years old, I became addicted to heroin. I can remember when I was 23, I was up in Dayton, Ohio. I was just buying heroin and I was on my way home and I got a phone call that my grandmother had died. We arrived at the house and they pronounced and told us that she had died from a drug overdose. The thing was is that I had been using heroin that day with her before I went to buy more. And so here I am living with guilt, living with shame, brokenness, pain, all these things from my childhood, from my past that have brought me to the place that I'm at. But a week later, everything in my life changed. There was an outreach that came to our city and it was called Hope Over Heroin. I knew two things. I needed hope and I was on heroin. And so I went to that event. There were 7,000 people standing in that parking lot. There were people that I knew, a lot of familiar faces. So I had to overcome a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of pain that I was up against. But I went to the altar that night to receive Jesus Christ. I needed Jesus to come and touch me. I needed him to come and change me. I came in humility and I came with my brokenness. I didn't have much to offer. All I gave him was my heart. And that sent my life on a trajectory that changed my life forever. 18 months after that, I ended up in a program called Heritage House, which is a byproduct of Hope Over Heroin. I went through that program, and here I am today leading that program. It's been 7 years since Jesus Christ changed my life for good. I was addicted, I was bound, I was broken, I was being destroyed by sin, but Jesus came and he literally lifted me out of the pit of destruction. You know, I've seen thousands of men over the past 7 years that have given their life to Christ. They've been delivered, they've been set free, and they're serving the Lord today. You know what's really amazing is that I stood in front of that stage, 115 pounds. I had track marks going up and down my neck. I've stood on that same stage and I've seen people give their lives to Jesus Christ. I've seen people lay their needles on the altar. I've seen people lay their drugs on the altar. I've seen people who were hopeless and lifeless come and receive life one more time. And some of them are still serving the Lord today. You know, the things that I have today are things that I only wish I would have had growing up, things that I prayed for. And one of those things was a wife, children, beautiful home. I have things today that I only imagined about having. You know, my mother serves the Lord today. She was addicted, running the streets, and God used me to bring her into the kingdom of God, and she's serving Jesus now. You know, one of the things that I look at for me growing up is that I had to see my parents addicted. I had to see them on drugs. I had to see them use needles, all these things. And one thing that I've made up my mind on is my children will never have to see the things that I had to see growing up. I made a decision that the generational curse was going to stop with me. I had to draw a line in the sand and say, God, everything that you have for me, that's what I want. And I want to pass it on to my children, and I want to pass that on to the next generation. Hope Over Heroin came into my city, and it helped change my life. I'll forever be grateful, and I'll forever be appreciative for the people that came and preached this message to me that changed my life forever.
I don't think I could ever get tired of hearing that testimony. Test. Oh, the emergency broadcast that will just fly right over us because the Holy Spirit has come. The storm is meaningless. Satan, goodbye. Goodbye. I'm going to clear that over. Okay. Yeah, right. So Cody came here last year, Cody Jones. Kelly and her husband Steve are from this area. They flew out. They now live in Ohio. They introduced us to City on a Hill, introduced us to the Hope Over America ministry. And we've met these men. We've seen the fire that has been poured out upon this ministry to set fire in the streets of this country. It's not meant to glorify one church. The gifts that the Spirit has given this ministry is meant to bless the country. And so there's nothing else I really want to partner with other than a ministry that welcomes the Holy Spirit but is obedient to Him and unifies the kingdom of Christ. So Cody and his team came out last year, and you know, we wanted to bring this event to Manchester last year, and we tried, but it was not the right time. We tried sending in an application. I mean, we were on fire, but it was like a little chaotic. So the Holy Spirit said, wait, this isn't the right time. And the Holy Spirit nudged Kelly and Mike Belanger, who are secret ninjas on the streets of Manchester, praying with and for the broken. They reached out to us separately and said, hey, I think now's the time. Do you guys want to bring Hope Over America back to Manchester? And Tom and I were like, I don't know, this is so much. Are you sure? But we're obedient. The Holy Spirit spoke through them, and there's no other agenda I want to work for other than God. So, all right, we're doing this. We're doing this. But why? Why? Why are we doing this? Biblically, James chapter 1, verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. A couple of weeks ago, Andrew said that he had a word, and the word he wanted to give to the body here was to respond. And so I welcome you and invite you to respond to this ministry in any way that that could possibly mean. And we'll give you specifics on how to respond, but here's an opportunity to respond. Why are we partnering with Hope Over America? Well, this ministry produces good fruit. It saves lives. It turns people's hearts back to Christ. It sets them on a trajectory to get off that shaky road on the left and on the right and just stay on the straight path that leads to blessings. And so we've seen people rush the stage and give their lives to Christ. We've seen people redeemed. We've seen the fruit that this ministry produces. And let's partner with them. I want to bring that hope here to New Hampshire. Kingdom-minded. So this ministry isn't about building up the city on a hill church. They're about building up the entire kingdom of Christ. So for example, New York, well, I'll show you a slide later on, but New York City, there's a ministry called Jesus Week, and they travel the country and they invade cities for a week at a time, and they collaborate with churches and bring ministry of Jesus to the streets. And so Hope Over America is blessed to have this amazing stage and setup and electrical stuff. And I don't know anything about it, but it is phenomenal. So they traveled to New York City and blessed this ministry with their support and all the stuff that God's equipped City on a Hill to do. So this wasn't a Hope Over America event per se, but they went to bless this other ministry so that they could bless the people of New York City. And so I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of a ministry that says, let's come together. This isn't about you. This isn't about me. This isn't about your church being better than my church. We do this right. You don't do this right. I don't care. We love Jesus, and we want the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we want order from the Holy Spirit, not chaos. Amen. Order. Yeah, but that's what I want.
Speaking of order, can we just ask everybody to silence their phones?
Yes, please. Silence your phones. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Silence it.
You're going to need your phones later anyway. So.
Yeah, don't put them too far away, but silence them. Yeah. Oh, is it like a tornadoes, shmornadoes? This whole thing? Do you want me to be up here? I don't want to be up here. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. So we want them. We want Hope Over America here. We want to bless the broken. We want lives redeemed. We want to be big. We want to be loud, but loving. So we applied. This application was like anything I have ever applied for. Longer than FAFSA, longer than a mortgage application. I don't know. But they practically needed my blood. But it's a yes. Yay! It's a yes. So it was like, you know, so many obstacles along the way. Oh, you know, the departments can take a couple weeks, a couple months to get back to you. You know, lots of runaround. Every time I emailed the link over, oh, sorry, we didn't receive it. We didn't receive it. It was insane. So hand delivery. Here it is. Here's your application. Thank you. So police department, fire department, health department, safety department. Last week, the board of mayor and aldermen, super fancy stuff in Manchester, they've approved it. Parks and recs. We're waiting for specifications from the highway department. We need barricades. Fine. Whatever. It's a yes. So praise God. That is in. So we applied for a two-day event. Here's a little visual. Arms Park. Anyone know where Arms Park is in Manchester? All right, so this is our little scribble of a situation here. But there's going to be a stage, there's going to be a grill area, there's going to be a component called City of Resources. So we are not just here to say, hey, we love Jesus, come love Jesus, awesome. And then you come and you're broken and you're looking for something and we're going to send you nowhere. That's useless, right? So we are going to invite specific ministries, resources, both Christian and non-Christian resources that are going to be there to connect people to help, whether it's financial help, whether it's connecting to a church, to a ministry. The Engagement Center in Manchester is a huge homeless supportive initiative that's got renewed or re-approved for the city of Manchester. So we're going to have them come and all of their resources. So we're just excited. We're super excited. Yep, two-day event, an encounter with Jesus, not just a passive experience. Friday night is a 5 to 10 p.m. event, worship, prayer, testimonies, food, connecting folks to the City of Resources. Saturday is a longer event, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're hoping to make that more of our family-friendly event. We're going to ask if the dance team wants to do a stage set. Different churches will have opportunities to share their ministries. And then the evening part will be a heavier testimony, worship, type vibe. What, huh?
Altar calls.
Altar calls, yes, exactly. All right, we can go to the next slide. It is Friday, September 15th, and Saturday, September 16th. Yeah. More to come on how to access all this information, but this was our big kickoff of, like, we got the green light. All right, so how to respond. Thank you for 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. God does not call the qualified, he qualifies the called. I am not qualified as an event coordinator at all, but here I am. People are praying, people are wanting this to happen, so here I am, God, send me. So how to volunteer? We need help. We've come up with a few different teams that we're going to be recruiting for. We'll go through these specifically together, but the first is a hospitality team. All things point to Christ. So when folks arrive at the event, we want a hospitality team that's going to welcome folks, direct them to the city of resources. So we're going to have 10 by 10 tents, booths, where all the resources and ministries are going to have their specific tables, whether it's Real Options or Celebrate Recovery or Families in Transition, the shelter in Manchester. They're all going to be there. So a hospitality team's going to welcome folks, direct them, tell them about Jesus, answer any questions for them. And then we want to equip the hospitality team to have a link to share with all the guests who are there that will link them with all of the services that are there that day. So if they're not able to visit every single resource that's there, we want them to have access to churches, access to service times, access to ministries, shelters, food shelters, whatever. And so that hospitality team will be kind of the director of, like, hey, welcome, here's a link, or here's a flyer, maybe not, but here's a way to get a hold of all these resources. Prayer team. So at the event, one of the booths will be specifically for prayer. So we need folks who want to hang out for the event and pray for folks who need help. Reach out, ask folks if they want to have prayer, pass out Bibles. Again, link them to the city of resources, to different churches. So we need folks on our prayer team. Boots on the ground. This is Cody's terminology. Boots on the ground. So I have to give just such praise to Kelly and Mike and Rick and Karen, who are not here as well, but they're with Home Away. I always get it wrong. Your ministry is called Home Away. Harmony Home. Harmony Home. Harmony Home. And they're on the streets 2 days a week, sometimes more. And they're giving food to the homeless. They're praying for them. They're waiting as ambulances come to bring them to the emergency rooms. They're following up with them. Did you get help? Are you into the program? Can we pray for you? And so they are the boots on the ground. And so as far as what we need for the ministry, in terms of boots on the ground, the week leading up to the event, and specifically in the days before, we're going to be orchestrating, with the help of Kelly and Mike, a network of folks who are going to walk into these neighborhoods and hand out invitations, personally invite folks to attend the event. So we're going to neighborhoods, we're going to the homeless shelters, we're going to the businesses, we're going to the tents, we're going to churches, and we are hand-delivering invitations. So we want to be the face of Hope Over America here in Manchester. And it's a grassroots piece, right? Like, that we're not just passing things along on Facebook. No, we want to see you in person and invite you personally to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And I just want to thank Mike, because he took some time out of his week today to bless Crossing Life Youth. So if I can just share what he did, and you guys know more about what he did, but Kelly and Steve, our friends from Ohio who are visiting, spent their entire week blessing the Crossing Life Church with their youth group. They ran an evangelism training for the youth of that church, and maybe they'll come here one day, maybe they'll come here. And they spent the entire week training these kids on how to be on fire for Christ and how to go into the streets and do that. Like, what does it mean to be the hands and feet of Jesus? You get into the dirty work. It's not just the pretty, I can give you a paper on what it means to minister to the homeless or minister to the broken, but Mike led a crew of, what, five groups of teens, and they, do you want to share a little bit about what you did? Like, 2 minutes about what you did. It's just monumental what it will do for the kingdom of God.
So.
It's on.
Thursday.
Oh, we gotta wrap it up.
With Steve. And, you know, there's a youth group from the church she was speaking about. There's groups of five. There's ten groups of five that went out. It's kind of chaotic because there were so many kids covering the city, but it was awesome. So we just kind of broke up and went in different directions. We went to Victory Park. We went to Veterans Park. We went to the homeless shelter. I mean, there's some of these young kids. I mean, I was, like, blessed by watching these kids going up to the homeless, sharing their faith. And you can see in a couple of these pictures, I wish I had more, but there was one specific guy that actually, I mean, they were praying in the spirit over this guy, and he wanted to get baptized, took out a bottle of water and dumped it over his head and had a baptism on the street of Manchester. So one guy texts me the next day, and I guess he went down to that church that night and texted me the next day and was looking for a place to stay. I encouraged him to a place that he could stay. He ended up going back to church, I think, that evening. I'm not even sure if he went to the shelter, but they made an impact. The homeless people there loved to see kids, and they were really blessed. Amen. Knowing that people love them.
Yes.
I mean, they are at the bottom of life, really. Their desire is to die, and for them, it's to die by drugs, and they're not even aware that the devil is out to get them. And I can tell you right now, I spoke to a guy that works very connected with the city, trying to get people in detox. He spoke to me in Victory Park and for a few minutes. I know this guy, and he was telling me that it's gotten worse. And I got rid of the paper just because I don't want to read about it anymore. I mean, I see it's getting worse. I mean, prostitute, you name it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it's going on, and I'll tell you what, if anyone of you want to come out and experience this with me, just let me know. I mean, we go out every Monday or Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You can experience it in Manchester, and I guarantee you any city that you go in right now is all this is going on, and it's getting worse. I just feel my personal thing, this is the devil. He's taking down America by this drug, they can't even get free from it, even if they want to. You look at them right in the face and you say, listen, I can get you a place right now. And they'll tell you no. It's always tomorrow. It's always tomorrow. Very seldom do you get somebody that really wants to do it, even with prayer. And it's just, it is a spiritual battle in your face, big time. It's heartbreaking.
Hope is coming.
It really
is.
Amen.
Coming.
Amen.
Hope is coming.
And I hope say coming. Hope over America, hope over Manchester.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
The other piece, next team, security team. All right. So Hope Over America, this is like a well-oiled machine for them. They have folks that know how to set up the stage. It takes 12 hours to set up. 6 hours, I think-ish, to take down, and they're coming with their crew, but they would love our help in just beefing up the security team, and all it means really is that we're going to take direction from them, but there are going to be folks who are going to be staying at the park overnight in their cars, whatever it takes to just keep an eye out on the equipment. We're going to have to lock up the porta-potties at the end of the night on those 2 days, Friday night, Saturday night, just for security reasons and keeping our stuff safe. So we need some help in that area. So if that's something that you can do, awesome. Ways to contact me are coming. Security team. Invitation to the City of Resources. So this is new. This is the first time we're partnering to do this ministry. There's certain resources that we've done some research on, we've prayed about, and this is just an initial list of the folks that we're going to be personally inviting to come to the event and set up a table for both Friday night and Saturday during the day. If you are connected to a resource or a ministry that you know wants to bless the broken in any way, shape, or form, and you think they can come and want to be there, please let me know, and we will reach out and formally invite them to be a part of that. But this is our initial list that we're going to be personally inviting. All right, so now comes to financial offering and sponsorship. So this piece definitely opened my eyes to, oh yeah, it takes some funds to raise an event like this. And so we've been able to get an estimate of what it's going to take for each department that's going to invoice us for this event. And this is the part that I ask you to ask God about and how you want to, if and how you can sponsor the event in any way, shape, or form. These are just numbers so that you can have an understanding of what the event entails. So in terms of our police requirements, we are going to need to have two officers there Friday night and Saturday for the duration of the event. So that's 30 hours that we need police officers for, and they are charging us $80 an hour, total cost of $2,400. Fire department, we need a firefighter on site and a fire watch on site for 30 hours. So that cost is $2,100. Porta potties, lots of requirements for how many, et cetera, et cetera. That's about 4,000. Marketing, flyers, hoopla, 4,000. So if you feel like God is leading you to sponsor, donate, help in any of these areas, yes, financial for sure, but any of the other areas as well, then I just ask that you be obedient to that call from Christ. Whatever that looks like for you, the ministry would be blessed. There's different QR codes on how to donate. Sorry, just to go back super quickly. Church Center, Scott has been able to add a subcategory under the give option on Church Center on our app so that you can allocate funds directly to Hope Over America. So all of the funds will go directly to them, and we are like their liaison for these events. And then there's Tithely, there's DonorBox, there's Clover, PayPal at Hope Over America. But Scott was able to add a category under give specifically for Hope Over America. And so those funds won't even come to me. They're going to go directly to Hope Over America. A lot of these invoices will go directly to them, and that general fund will pay those invoices. If that sounds right. So let me know if you have any trouble with any of those pieces. And yeah, God willing, if we meet these and there's an excess, then amen.
Amen.
Yes. PayPal, you think?
If you've got Church Center church set up so that instead of
maybe Church Center
to your debit card, it's an automatic or it's an ACH draft from your account, then the charge is like 30 cents.
Sure, sure. Oh, instead of like a percentage, Church Center does like a 30-cent component fee for a donation. Okay.
So that's the most cost-effective way to make sure as mm-hmm. much of your donation goes to
the event, right. And checks, if you make a check out to Hope Over America directly, we will mail that out directly to them. So that's always an option. Yes.
Is there a way to denote that it's for this event, or is it just...
In a check?
Yeah.
Yep, you can put under a memo for New Hampshire specific. I think the amazing thing about Hope Over America is they're not like, hey, we're not coming out to you if you do not have, you know, this specific amount covered. God provides. Money is funny, but God provides. So if for some miraculous, amazing reason we exceed our expectations on what we have for donations, then that will bless the next event. For instance, Mike and Tom are going out to Philadelphia this next weekend for Hope Over America in Philly. And so, you know, that ministry may pay for like their housing or their meals or something. And so it is so open to bless the purpose of the kingdom of God that like the fine print, they're like, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Yep. And then I think the next slide is just a picture of New York. Like, how awesome is this? Hi, New York City. Here's Jesus. Thank you, Times Square. I mean, this is just amazing. It's just amazing. And so really, I just wrap it up by asking folks if you're ready to respond. My cell phone number's on here, my email, Tom, Mike and Kelly are team leaders. Rick and Karen Lambert are also on the boots type folks, so they're out blessing the homeless multiple days a week. So they're not here with us today, but they are huge pieces of this event. So if you feel ready to respond, I just encourage you to connect with me, connect with Tom, Mike, or Kelly. And as this piece gets solidified, we will give you direction on where to be, how to be a blessing, how to be a part of this ministry. And I just thank you in advance for any of the financial sponsorship that you guys are feeling God is calling you to donate. I'm just forever grateful. This is a new entity for us. And I'm just so excited that we have the opportunity to share it with you. And my prayer is that you would know the heart of this ministry and that it's to bless the kingdom of God. This isn't about me. This isn't about Tom, Mike, Kelly. We're conduits. We are conduits. So thank you, TC Riley Electric, for that. Right. Anyone have any questions? Any, you know, thoughts, or you're thinking of anything, or you're like, ah, this is weird and crazy and awesome. Any questions? All right. Well, amen. Amen. Yes.
Bring kids?
Oh, yeah, kids are welcome. So it's a totally free event. Food will be free. Family friendly in the sense that we're going to ask different youth groups to be a part of it. Maybe they want to do a worship set. Maybe our dance team wants to do a set. Nighttime gets a little like, I think the ministry will be deeper and the testimonies, you know, that folks might share in that like 5 to 10 p.m. time might be a little bit deeper. A little bit more raw, if that makes more sense, if I'm like speaking clearly-ish. So use your judgment on you know, what you want your kids to be a part of. But this is brokenness, right? It's not pretty. And so I just trust that we're going to do the best with our families to kind of be there and what part you want to be there. But yeah, that morning time, 12 to 5, I really want it to be like, bring your kids in. Let's worship. Let's praise. Let's be... what people see when they see someone worshiping Jesus. Like I want people to see what it looks like when people are on fire for Christ. And so families were on fire for Christ. So yeah, I think that's peace.
Neil.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Oh, amateur. Hi. Sorry. Okay.
I actually had a question.
Yes.
Adults that want to be in on the prayer ministry and how to help that day. I feel like it feels like a big jump from someone that's not in that setting to then just show up that
for
day.
Sure.
Are you guys thinking?
For sure. So do you mean folks who are going to be in like the prayer booth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh, yes. 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 So once we get like a group together and folks are like, hey, I want to be on this team, then Tom and I are really going to connect with Kelly and Steve and say, hey, what has this looked like in other cities? So what should we be equipped with? What knowledge should we be equipped with? And so Kelly and Steve are kind of our liaisons to the hub in Ohio. But yeah, you know, I think there's some points that are going to have to be black and white with like how we are approach things and what we do. But informally, yes. I am so not formal, but there will be some formality to how we approach it, for sure.
We'll get it done.
To be determined, but yes, and thank you. Yep. Anything else? Teens, I want you there. My teens,
amen.
I want you there. Peter?
Sir.
I could have my mic. Give me the mic.
Apparently it was 7 years ago that I first met Tom. He came to the Monday evening men's group.
Mm-hmm.
And after a short while, he decided, well, I guess I need to come to church.
Yeah.
So he shows up at church, and then a little bit later, you show up.
Later. Mm-hmm.
Later. Kind of deer in the headlights, kind of looking around, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
That was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now here you are giving a completely professional presentation.
Right.
What a difference.
Thank you.
Yeah. Casey, you said Jesus does the heavy lifting, and so it's not us, but he transforms us.
Yes.
He's transformed you.
Really?
Transform Mike. And I want people here who haven't been here the 7 years, only just in the last two or three, to realize that once upon a time, you were deer in the headlights.
1,000%.
But look what's happened.
Only God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Same with you, Tom. Kind of the also-ran here. But yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Contact us. Thank you.
Before we dismiss, I would love to have maybe three people willing to pray. You know, I'm willing to pray. I'm just, hey, I got the day off. No, just kidding. But I'd love to have someone pray for the event. I'd love to have someone pray for the addicted and the families that live in the area. And then would love to have someone cover the Rileys as they're, like they said, just facing off with attacks. They're not used to that. And so you guys, you are, but you know, we'd love to pray for you guys.
And actually for Mike and I, when we go to Philadelphia.
Mike, yeah, for sure.
I'm not nervous, but I'm apprehensive.
Right, because you can't pack across state lines. Right. Not. Oh. All right. okay, I'm being funny. So who's willing to, Neil, I got one, who else? Who else? Paul, who else? I got one more. I need one more. So, Neil, you've got the event. Paul, if you're willing to pray for families and okay, and then Tim, you're willing to pray for the Rileys? Awesome. Great. I'm going to start this way and work my way over. You guys are awesome.
Amen, Lord. Thank you so much that you're moving. Lord, thank you. You care about Manchester, Lord, because you care about people, and it's the economic hub of our state. We care about it, too. And so, Lord, we ask for this event in Jesus' name. We pray for John 17 unity. I pray among the body of Christ, all these ministries, Lord. Thank you that, Lord, we come in humility saying, Lord, we know that other ministries have been sowing in this field for a long time. And we just acknowledge all the gospel-centric ministries that have been loving the people of Manchester for years and years. And so I pray, Lord, as we add our fire to what they have going on as well. There'd be Holy Spirit unity. There'd be humility among the body of Christ, that we'd be functional and not dysfunctional as we just unify at this time, Lord. Bless the event. Draw many people. We pray for every penny in the name of Jesus. Let it come in and in abundance, Lord. We pray for all the people, the personnel that are needed, all the various gifts in the body of Christ, for everything to work together, Lord. Lord, you do a work that is like above and beyond what we could ask or imagine. We pray on September 15th and 16th. We just commit all the details to you, Father of the universe, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
And Lord, as we begin this prayer, it's right to reflect on James 1:22, as Mindy put up. Let us be doers of the word, not just hearers, that we deceive ourselves. So, Lord, we're going to go out and amongst people that don't know you, that have no hope, that have seen things that just destroy their lives, even as our brother Cody had shared his testimony. Lord, they have no hope. They know not where to turn. But by your grace and your love, you've changed our lives. So let your love so pour out of us that we would desire to just speak with those people. The lost, the hurting, the poor. Lord, that's the mission field that you have set before us. So I pray today that each and every person hearing this message would be touched in the depths of their feeling, in their heart, to say, I need to be out there. I need to be part of the body of Christ, the unity of Christ that's going out and touching those that are hurting. To follow the example of Jesus Christ as he went out into the fields and the byways. He healed people. He called them to salvation. He forgave their sins, precious God. So let us go out there without judgmental thoughts or things that would preclude us from being able to pray with them. Lord, let your prayer warriors stand up and be part of the prayer groups that individually touch these people's lives. Lord, we want to be connected to those that don't know you. We want to be able to share the word of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, move on this body. Move on every church and every organization in this area that will come together, that there will be a chorus of praises for everyone that says, yes, I want to receive Jesus Christ. We pray for the families. We pray for the children, that they may find you, that they may find peace, and that in you they may have testimonies of what Jesus Christ did in her life. So, Lord, bless Hope Over America. Bless Mike and Kelly and Mindy and Tom as they help prepare this, Lord, that they would be blessed, that we would be part of that going out and blessing those that have nothing. Lord, we are yours. Open up the storehouse of your love and your mercies in our hearts. Open up the finances that you have, precious God, to cover all of these expenses. Because, Lord, we're expecting great work in you. We thank you for what you're doing and how you're changing our hearts to be part of your work. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you for your servant's heart in Tom and Mindy and Mike and Kelly. Lord, we lift out our hands and we lay them on them. We surround about them as you would, Lord, as their church, as their body, as a hedge of protection, Lord. We don't just pray for them right now, Lord, but we just commit ourselves to pray for them continually without ceasing, Lord. We lift up Tom and Mike as they go to Philadelphia, Lord, that you would just go before them. You would prepare a way. You wouldn't just prepare their hearts, Lord. You've already done that, but you would prepare an easy way, Lord. You would go before them, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you have already done these things, that you have already gone before them. You have already set up a hedge of protection, Lord. We thank you for who you are in their lives. We thank you for, as Peter was saying, who you've been in their lives. We just ask you to be more, Lord. We ask, yes, Lord, to be Jesus junkies, Lord. We ask that you just increase that fire in them, Lord. Nothing pisses off the devil more than a Jesus freak. So, Lord, we just claim in Jesus' name that the fire would be stronger, that your heart would be stronger, that the Holy Spirit would be more powerful in their lives every day between now and then in Jesus' name. We just claim it in Jesus' name. That is what is going to break through. That is what we want to see, Lord. We want to see your miracles as your son went and did them, Lord. We want to be just like him. Lord, give us that heart. Give them that heart. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You, God. And Father, whatever you're saying to each person individually, I ask that you bring full agreement within families so that husbands and wives are on the same page, God. And God, just begin to move through your church, not only ours, but through the local church at large. But Lord, don't let us miss it, I pray. Let us encounter exactly what you want to accomplish. We're just so grateful for the Holy Spirit. You can do anything that you want. You've been saving people since the beginning. And so, God, just continue to do that work, Father, we ask. We love you, God. Thank you for this day and for my family who's here in this place, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys for sharing. You guys, yeah, you did so good. Yeah, can we...